We're continuing with the Sedra Dorot. Enosh nolad shnat resh lamedei lebriat olam. Enosh was born in the year 235. Kufei lechaye Shet, that was 105 years when Seth was 105 years old. Lechay taftaf kufei shanim. Enosh lived for 905 years. Hu haya rishon lamtzit tzurot kedei la'ir ruach habriot sheyitpalu le'elok ba'amtzautam. He was the first one that made all kinds of shapes to arouse people to prayer, to pray to Hashem. So he made all kinds of shapes, which led the wrong way. But the focus of the shapes was to get people to serve Hashem. When he was 31 years old, there's a medrash that says that he became an apostate and he started worshipping Avodah Zarah. And this lasted, his Avodah Zarah worship, for 874 years, until he died. Until Noach was 480, which was when there was the Gzera of the Mabel. And Hashem said, I'm giving them 120 years to do tshuva. So that's a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. So people started multiplying on the land, and they started rebelling against Hashem. And in the days of Enosh, this became rampant. They started serving idols. They left Hashem. And the first thing Hashem did was Hashem brought a tremendous tsunami. He took the river of Gihon and flooded a tremendous portion of the world. There's a medrash that says a third of the world was killed in this massive flood. And there's a medrash that says that this happened twice, meaning there were two warnings before the Mabul. There was a great flood that killed a third of the world, and then another great flood. One was in the days of Enosh, and this medrash says that the second one happened, that there's machlokes in the Midrashim. One medrash says the second one happened after the flood, in the days of the Dor HaPalaga. And the other medrash, which is I think more common, says one was in the days of Enosh and one was in the days of Canaan, meaning they both preceded the flood. They were warned twice and they got two floods.
Of the Mabul, it seems that no one survived. Much more so that the others of Noah.
For sure they didn't survive. That if the flood was after the Mabul, so then it was because the people started sinning with the Dor HaPalaga when they built the Tower of Babel. Now he's quoting here a medrash that says that there was a great famine at that time. There's another medrash that says that there was no famine before the days of Avram. That was the first famine in world history. But this medrash says there was a famine, and when they planted, so then it wouldn't produce real fruits. It would only produce thorns. This was a part of the curse, that Hashem cursed man and cursed the earth, that the earth wouldn't produce properly, and that would be a product of man's sins. And as they continued their rebellious ways, so the earth became worse and worse. And the truth is that this is quoted, I think, in the Jerusalem Talmud. The Mefarshim quoted in Kilayim, in the Mishnayos, that Zunin, what is Zunin? Zunin is a plant that Hashem caused to grow when the people were zoneh, when the people left Hashem. So Hashem said, you leave me, I'll leave you. And they would plant wheat, and instead of wheat growing, Zunin would grow. And Zunin was given that name because it was the produce of the ground that was illicit, that was improper, as a result of the people's improper behavior. So that certainly seems to indicate there were these problems with food. But again, here you have another machlokes midrashim. Was the first famine in the days of Avram, or was there a famine already in the days before the flood?